Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. An athlete in a race needs to keep their sights set on the finish, not just in the race, but in the days, weeks, months, or even years of preparation that go into that competition. Keeping your focus on the finish is important for many other difficult tasks in life too. A big project or hard assignment, physical therapy following an injury, or grueling treatment for cancer or some other disease. Individuals and organizations who keep the goal or mission in mind tend to be more successful and find greater joy in the difficult journey to get there. Jesus came into this world knowing that the road would be rough. The challenges would be great. The pain would be almost unbearable. What he would have to endure would be more difficult than any race, task, assignment, or mission we will ever face. And when it got the most difficult, there would be no one by his side cheering him on. He would have to go through it completely alone. This week that we call Holy Week, we see Jesus enduring that dreadful mission with a singular and undivided focus. Knowing what was coming, Jesus went willingly to the cross, where he literally suffered hell he didn't deserve. What kept him going? Our Bible verse for today says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame." Jesus focused on the finish. He saw the end. But it wasn't just that it would be over soon and life would be happy again after he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. The joy set before him was joy for you. It was the joy of knowing that because he suffered hell, you would never have to face hell for your sins. It was the joy of knowing that through his suffering to forgive our sins, he would open up heaven for you to live with him in perfect peace forever. Love for you that saw what his suffering would accomplish for you is why he willingly endured the cross and scorned its shame. He loves you that much. Jesus, your love for me is beyond words. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.